107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I don't. This reminds me of the music in the Star Wars bar. I don't know why.
What?
Does.
It reminds me of like a Matador or something. What are those guys are?
Nah, every time I hear it, I just feel like that one weird bar scene in Star Wars. And those aliens playing. Like it's not.
So I got some.
It's not a good song.
I got some. Yeah. It'll grow on you. Just get it.
All right, what do you got? You got something?
Yeah, I'll let you make fun of me here for a second. So we're taking a Florida trip here in a few weeks. I'm going to be taking a few days off. I think we're going to kind of do our honeymoon. We never really did like the honeymoon thing. And so I went and got some jeans yesterday because I need a new pair of jeans for Florida, right? I wear a 32, 34. Kind of hard to find. There's like one or two in a store, maybe. And there was one in a Meijer yesterday, and I had to get them. Because it was the only pair. Some skinny jeans, Brock.
Oh, God. Well, they're just with your little bird legs. That's just regular jeans. Come on now.
I was thinking.
You actually got room in there. Yeah.
Skinny for most, regular for me.
So that's really going to draw a lot of attention to your skinny little bird legs. You know that, right?
I know. So I put them on last night, and I was like, what do you think, to the wife? And she kind of laughed. So they're like kind of like, I don't know. They're stretchy material, you know, like they kind of stretch
all
a little bit.
All jeans are. It drives me nuts. Every single pair of jeans now is stretchy. Like, I bought a pair recently, and they're 34s. That's what I wear. I wear 34, 30 most times. 34, 32, whatever.
And you're like a 34, 20.
I'm a 34, 20 is what I have. But the 34, dude, like, even out of the wash, I can stretch them out to, like, a 38. Yeah. Like, if I don't have a belt, I'm screwed. These pants are falling off. I effing hate that all, because we're just tricking ourselves, all right? We're all a bunch of fatties, and we're just tricking ourselves like, oh, no, I still wear a 34, when really it stretches out to like a 36 or a 38. I'm not joking. Right. With these pairs.
Like, you feel better?
And they're not even comfortable. Like, it's just because they just are always falling off my ass. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm on board. I put them on. I looked in the mirror last night. I'm like, I kind of look like Rob Dyrdek. You know, it kind of reminds me of like, I should be wearing a flat bill with these things, you know?
Dude. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should be wearing skinny jeans, all right? No.
I feel like I should have had like a DC hoodie on and a flat bill.
Yeah, that's basically what you should have at this point.
And some white shoes.
God, you got the beard to match it, so you might as well go full tilt.
Just go for it.
You might as well. You got the facial.
Hey, I'm going to Florida, man. So full Florida douchiness. Why not?
I'm pretty sure if you went down to Florida dressed like that, they would elect you as mayor of Florida. Like, it'd be great. It's Florida, man. It's crazy.
Where'd you find the buckle? Yeah. I didn't know we had a buckle here.
Unbelievable. Well, have fun in your skinny jeans, or for you, regular jeans. So we'll see. But
taking them back. But who knows?
You do a squat every once in a while, for God's sake. All right, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Skinny jeans, what the hell's wrong with you?
You make my ass look good.
What ass? You got that little frog ass, man.
I do have a frog ass. So I need the skinny jeans.
Oh, God. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by MedLeaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Nibbus.
All right, check them out. Your dumb vocabulary for today, let's do scroat bloat.
Scroat bloat.
Scroat bloat.
Is it when somebody steps on your nuts?
Jesus. It does involve the nuts, the genitals. Scroat bloat.
Scroat. That's a funny word. That's a funny word to say. Scroat.
Scroat. Scroat bloat.
Bloat. See, just bloated. That's the only thing I can think of. You know, it's a dead guy scrotum. That's what
Jesus,
it is.
Jesus, good God. Rigor mortis is set in. Scroat bloat. No, it's scrotum bloat. It's a feeling men get if they haven't gotten laid in a while. I got a bad case of scrot bloat going on right now.
I need to relieve some tension.
Yeah, knock one out of here. So, yeah. And look, ladies, it's a real thing, okay? All right? After a while, you get anxious. You get the scrot bloat. You know, you got to pop one off.
It's like if you shake a pop can up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know? Your scrotum is exactly like a pop can. And if you get it shook it up. Anyway, this has been terrible. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.